This past Monday, I went out to lunch with a coworker from the parish down the street at Moe's Southwest Grill. And I confided to him during that lunch that I really did not have a solid idea of what I would preach on here this weekend at Easter. I had a bit of a bad case of writer's block. It's not really a good week to have that. Generally speaking, you know, Easter is a homily you want to at least have an idea of a couple weeks beforehand and really try to flesh it out and develop it. But as of Monday morning, I didn't really have much. We talked for a little while longer, and then during the course of that lunch, I happened to glance up at the TV up in Moe's, and I gasped in horror to see the flames coming out of the roof of the great cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris. And the whole restaurant eventually was fixated on that TV for the rest of our time there. And as the day followed, I heard so many different takes on the event. A lot of various perspectives that were given about the building and how much of a loss it was to the people of Paris, to the country of France, and really to the whole world. But so much of what was said about that terrible, terrible incident on Monday afternoon concerned, you can maybe say, more peripheral things, more other things. There were a lot of takes about what Notre Dame meant commercially, how it was a huge beacon for tourists. Artistically, it was the beautiful home of so many priceless works of stained glass and paintings. How architecturally it was built with Gothic splendor, over 800 years old, with the flying buttresses and so many features in architecture that were so crucial to that time. Many people talked about how sociologically Notre Dame was this great bulwark of Western civilization now up in flames, and many people saw it as rather symbolic of the decline of Christendom. And even many people talked how politically Notre Dame, even more than the Eiffel Tower, was the national symbol of France. But to the believer, Notre Dame is a house of God, dedicated with beauty unmatched in many corners of the world. It's a house of God, a tabernacle of the Most High, and that was what was burning. To the believer, there's such a different way of looking at things. There's a different perspective on so many things when we look at the world compared to so many other perspectives. To the believer, Notre Dame was so different than any other take that anybody gave on the news. And even this day, this great feast that we celebrate of Easter, can be looked at so differently by many different people from various perspectives. We could say commercially, Easter's a wonderful time to buy and eat chocolate. It probably helps out Hershey's a lot. Historians look at Easter and see in this holiday the beginning of the most powerful cultural force the world has ever known. We can certainly say the Roman soldiers of Jesus' time saw the resurrection through a political lens. And even the Pharisees probably felt thwarted in their quest to maintain their religious authority over their Israelite brothers and sisters. But again, to the believer, today is different. Today is the day we celebrate that God conquered death. And this is the day we celebrate God holding out to us the possibility of conquering death ourselves and spending eternity with God. That is why we are here. That is what we believe. It's what today is all about, and it is why we have faith in the first place. The fruit of the resurrection, brothers and sisters, is faith, pure and simple, believing what God has revealed and shown to us. With faith, we see things differently. To look at things through the eyes of faith, to look at the world with the eyes of faith, is to have a new perspective. The horizon is farther, and it isn't just a horizontal plane, it is vertical, reaching and extending into the divine. As St. Paul so beautifully says in our second reading, we have been raised to new life with Christ, so we must seek what is above rather than what is on earth. Faith is what gives us the capability to do this in our lives. And yet we have to be honest. Our world has lost the ability to see with the eyes of faith. We no longer seek what is above. Rather, we strive for only what is earthly. Faith, we are told, no longer has a place in our modern life. Doesn't have a place in our schools, in our workplaces, certainly not in our families and marriages. We don't find it in the halls of power and government. We are told that it has no place in culture and that it has no worth to modern man. And it is so sad that faith no longer plays a meaningful role in the lives of a vast majority of people around the world, including many Catholics. We prefer to keep it at an arm's length. We want to have a healthy separation. And we consider faith to be a vestige of the past. The best example of this is probably seeing the grand cathedrals of the world more as museums rather than houses of God and places of worship. But if we want to see an example of what faith can do for us, look at the chaplain of that Paris fire department. The man who ran into a burning building and saved the crown of thorns of our Lord, and most importantly, saved the Blessed Sacrament, the Holy Eucharist. Those were the two most important items in that cathedral, hands down. And he ran into that building to save them, and as he was leaving, gave one final blessing to that building as it was burning down, asking God to be with Notre Dame Cathedral. Only a person of faith could do that. Only a person of faith would risk his life to save items that many people would otherwise overlook and not think were very valuable. Or we could maybe look to, maybe in a short video that came out Monday evening, as dusk fell over Paris and as one of the grandest cathedrals on earth was burning and smoldering in front of them, a small group of people gathered about a block and a half or so away from the cathedral. There were maybe 50 people or so, young and old, men and women, and they were kneeling down on the concrete, and they were praying the rosary together, singing all of those prayers, singing that Ave Maria in French, that prayer to our Mother Mary as her church went up in flames. This happened in a country where a paltry 5% of French Catholics even attend Mass. Just think about that. That's an abysmal number. And who knows how many people of those gathered there were daily Mass goers or Christmas Easter Catholics, and it doesn't even matter, really. Those people had the light of faith in their lives. They saw that burning of Notre Dame with the eyes of faith and were weeping to our Lord to protect and rebuild Our Lady's church once again. Even more recently, last night, we had 13 people enter into the Catholic faith here at St. Joe's. Many of them sacrificed a great deal to be given that pearl of great price, which is faith. And even just this morning, the church has now over 100 new martyrs added to the heavenly ranks as those three churches in Sri Lanka were bombed this morning. Killed for their faith, those people were. Again, we often want to keep faith at an arm's length and have a healthy separation. But for them, faith was worth dying for. Brothers and sisters, it shouldn't take the destruction of an historical and cultural landmark to reawaken our faith. That must take place here, now. Faith starts here, at the altar, at the resurrection, on Easter, and it starts in the Eucharist. We must not be afraid to live by faith. Let it influence our lives, inform our decision-making, and dictate our days. Faith changes us. It gives us something to live for, and it allows us to see the world as God does. So may the fruit of our Easter celebrations this day very simply be an increase of faith, a greater assent to all that God has revealed to us. And if we have kept Christ at a distance, may we have the courage to let him into our lives and hearts and experience a joy that can only be filled, that can only come from a life animated by faith in the living God. And may all of us on this beautiful Easter day, rejoice that Christ our Lord has conquered death and given us the greatest reason of all to believe in him.